Podium Audio presents Drive, Book 1 of Bittersweet Symphony Duet. Written by Kate Stewart. Performed by Wynn Ross and Kai Kennicott.
Prologue. Someone like you, Adele. Breathe. Breathe. This is in the bag, Stella. You can do this. So do it. I clicked on the camera and quickly glanced at my notes. 1 minute. Electricity shot through my veins and seeped through every pore, reminding me that this was it. 30 seconds. I took a sip of water and set it beside my laptop as I waited. 10 seconds. A flicker of doubt processed for mere seconds before I wiped it away. 5. I expelled a stressed breath, clicked go live, and address the camera. Womanizer, bully, genius, recluse, and the world's greatest MC. Even with all those labels, Philip Preston, also known as Titan, is still a bit of an enigma. Despite the universe he's constructed with storytelling lyrics, he's always left it up to us to decipher his truth from his fiction. He burst onto the music scene 15 years ago, an underdog in the belly of rap, with chaotic and desperate rhymes that resonated and pushed him into an unexpected level of stardom. With 180 million records sold, he still holds his title as heavyweight and remains a household staple for his diehard fans, collecting an army of new followers over the past 2 decades. I must admit, I was a bit intimidated when I sat down with him this past weekend in his Chicago fortress. I, like millions of others, am a huge fan of his genius. The simplicity of our surroundings in his home studio was shocking, to say the least. The feeling was a bit clinical, and there were no platinum records on his walls, no personal photos, and there was no hint of the history he'd made as the world's most notorious rap star. He sat in a leather chair next to his soundboard, water bottle in hand, and spoke about his love of rap, while subtly redirecting questions about his personal life, though we know he recently broke up with his longtime girlfriend, Jordan Wilson. My eyes nearly watered as I watched the live view box tick to 100,000. I had 100,000 people watching my podcast in a matter of minutes. I took a deep breath. But it seemed my reputation had preceded me, because when I sat down with the rap mogul, Philip appeared ready for the firing squad. We dueled well, as I asked the hard questions, the questions of a fan. Questions I know so many of his loyal listeners want answers to. And I think you'll be surprised to hear his answers. So, without further ado, take a look at my exclusive with the man behind the myths. Feel free to form your own opinions, but above all, remember it's the music that matters most. I linked my pre-recorded interview and watched the ticks explode as soon as his face hit the screen. That was the moment my career peaked. With pride, I watched my interview with the white whale, the Moby Dick of the music industry. Gorgeous, brilliant, and highly elusive, Philip Preston was the hardest artist to get personal with in an interview. And I was the woman he reached out to break his silence about his road to success, his parents, his ex-wife, and finally, after some careful eggshell coaxing, he spoke about his recent relationship. He delivered to me on a silver platter highly personal details about his life where so many other journalists had failed. And it was nothing short of miraculous. It was my greatest accomplishment as a musical journalist. I was flying, soaring as my phone began to blow up with message after message. I hadn't told a soul, not a single person, about my exclusive. I was high on adrenaline when the notifications began to ping on my phone. 100? 200 messages, and then I saw the viewer ticks had jumped drastically to 500,000. 500,000? I laughed out nervously and checked Philip's social media. He had just posted my podcast link to our interview. My jaw dropped. He had over 80 million followers on one forum alone. And the viewer counts just kept rising. I had done it.